opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Well, it's not Mark. It's Coach Dave Dobenmeyer again, sitting in for Mark. Mark had to take a couple weekends off and was kind enough to extend to me the microphone. Says, Coach, get in there and do your thing. And, folks, if you missed last week's show when I sat in for Mark Harrington, you got to go back into the archives. You can probably find that at createdequal.org. .net, I think it is. Createdequal.net. You can find the archives there. Michael Massey was on with us last week, and we're continuing that interview today with Michael Massey. And I know to a lot of people, I come across as a harsh guy. It's my coaching experience, okay? When we're in a football game or we're in the middle of practice, I don't have time to dialogue. I have to make a correction. I have to make a point, and I'm not looking for consensus with the guys that I'm trying to coach. Does this make sense? I say, listen, you got to stop doing this. You got to do this. You got to take this step, cut this guy off, and drive your feet. I'm not looking for an argument. I'm not looking for a debate. This is the way it has to be, and that's my nature. Even as a Christian man, that's my nature, and I understand I come across harsh, but sometimes harsh is good, and that's why I run Pass the Salt Ministries, not Pass the Sugar, not Pass the Lollipop, Pass the Salt. And I got one of the saltiest guys that you'll ever meet, Michael-Massey, Michal-Massey, Massie.com, writer of the Daily Rant. Boy, we got into it last week, and we're gonna finish it up here. Help me out here, Mike. You've made me so guilty with the color coding. You know, we call black guy this and white guy that and black church and white church and African American, and we got all these words we've been programmed with. Mike, what's a hunky like me supposed to call a guy like you, Mike?
Well, you know, I know you said that tongue in cheek, but I would reject the assignation honky, and in terms of what you should be called, what I should be called is, how about calling me an American?
Uh-huh.
How about calling me by my name, Michael? How about calling me? How about calling me your friend or your worst nightmare?
Right.
But why do I have to be a color?
We've been programmed, you know, Mike. We've been programmed that way. You know, we had a conversation.
Programmed, Dave.
I've had a.
And it's time for us to break that mold. And we cannot expect someone else to break the mold. We must take that. We must take that upon ourselves.
One of the things I know that you've been talking about, Michael, and again, Pastor James David Manning out of Harlem and others, are the elimination of race-based assignations. In other words, when you go to fill out a form and it says what race, Michael Massey, you would say that's not even a question they should be asking.
At the census, the last census, I had this, I don't know, this young lady show up at the door, and she caught me in the middle of working. So I had already determined as I was shaving that morning that I was going to be in a bad mood for the day. So the fact that she knocked on my door while I was working simply exacerbated what I had already determined I was going to be for the day. So she said, and the color, I'm an American, period. And I, no color, no nothing. You're not marking that down. And oh, by the way, if I find out that the U.S. Census Bureau has been has had people go in and make the racial assignations when they've been asked not to. If I hear of this happening, I'm going to accuse you of doing it, and believe me, you'll need a lawyer to prove me wrong. And she looked at me with these big eyes like, who is this man? But my point is, we're Americans. And, you know, I'm part of a 23-person national think group. And to be quite honest, I I'm not saying this to be humorous or self-deprecating, compared to some of the minds that I sit around the table with once a year, I don't know what I'm doing there. But that notwithstanding, it's a 23-person national think group. We meet annually and discuss policies and positions going forward. And much of the policies that you hear discussed and addressed throughout the year, we are responsible for bringing to bringing into the mainstream attention. Several years ago, perhaps 2005 or 2006, we discussed one of the scholars, one of my scholar brethren, discussed at the table that language was purposefully being subverted to take on other meanings and then put into the public lexicon so as to erode not just our traditions, but to erode our associations based on we're all Americans, we're all one, we all believe the same thing, and we discussed gay for homosexual, fetus for child or baby, the color assignations, the sexual assignations. We discussed all of that. And here we are, 2014, and we're having this discussion and try and get people to not put color in front of a person. There's this really beautiful black woman that works with me. Well, why can't she just be a beautiful woman? Are you enamored by her beauty or her color?
Amen. But Mike, that's so hard to do because, again, help us to understand this is being done on purpose. The oldest strategy in the book is divide and conquer. And there are forces out there. I would call them evil forces. The scripture says you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. And all of this divide and conquer stuff, this language that we're using in America, is doing nothing more than separating those who should be on the same team.
Dave, you're a coach. When your players didn't get it right, what did you do?
We practiced till we got it right.
And if they got it wrong in the heat of the moment in the game, what did you do?
We lost. we substituted. We did about anything we could do, Mike.
So we employ the same methods here. And Dave, you know me. I smile when I say it, that we've become very, very dear friends, and I smile when I say it because you're the flip side of me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you touch us, you're going to get burned.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we don't go to bed to sleep. We go to bed to cool down. And we're the same way. The difference is it's just a matter of how the dog's going to bite you.
Yes,
you're the dog that's just going to bite you, and I'm the dog that you turn the corner and all of a sudden you realize this dog is around your leg.
Uh-huh.
But my point is this. To have a winning football team, you have to have players and a team and coaches and supply persons and locker room personnel all on the same page with you.
Michael, this is such a great picture. because that is exactly, you know, with the Ohio State Buckeyes and Alabama, pick any great football team, there may be some racial tensions, but they're not very deep, brother. They're not very deep because they all come together and they lay that all aside for one common purpose. My question then, Michael Massey, why can't we do this in a church?
Well, we can do it. We don't want to do it. And we have ignorance in the pulpit that refuses to do it. And I will stand before anyone. And I will stand before Billy Graham to Chuck Swindoll to John MacArthur. It doesn't matter. I would stand before John Wesley. If they're going to use race-based assignations, they're wrong before God.
Amen. Those problems run deep, Michael. And as you said, you've caught me a couple times. Because we don't know, Mike. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We're talking to our producer Alan here during one of the breaks, and he said, "I was raised with no color code. I was raised to not have any of that stuff." But Mike, it is in everything we do.
But Dave, stop blaming others.
Amen.
For what you are doing.
Uh-huh.
It's like blaming society for your having an abortion.
Mm.
Well, that's an ugly picture, Dave. I couldn't imagine you having an abortion.
No, me either.
That's like a woman saying, "Well, I had to have an abortion." No, you didn't. You didn't have to get pregnant. Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
We blame others, and it's so. And I use the word again. It is so insidious. And is that not the way of the devil?
Yes, sir.
The devil doesn't come up and say, "Hey, here's a fifth of whiskey. Drink one of these every day, and you'll be an alcoholic." No. He comes up and says, "Man, you know what? That Granddad 100, Granddad and Ginger,
mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a great
drink. Yeah.
I think I'll have another one."
Make you relax, won't it? Yeah.
And a year later, 2 years later, you're having a whole bunch of other ones. It's like the young girl. And she says, "Well, he likes me. Oh, my goodness, he bought me flowers. Well, I'll let him feel my breasts. Oh, I'll let him do this. Oh, we'll go a little further. Well, he loves me. We're going to get married. And so it's okay if I become involved and behave in a way that is immoral, but because I've convinced myself that it's okay because we're going to be together forever." Next thing you know, she's pregnant, having an abortion, 6 children, no man, and she says, "It's society."
Mm-hmm.
No, we make the decision from the beginning, and that is why the scriptures say, taking every thought
captive. Amen. Michael, we got a minute. We got to run to a break. You know what, folks? It is ultimately personal accountability. You know, the scripture says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And every time I get on the radio with Michael Massey or have a phone conversation with Michael Massey, he's constantly sharpening me to the language that I use. It's funny, isn't it, that in much of the church, we want to caution people to swearing or using harsh language. But we don't understand the deception of this color-codedness. Gay, fetus, black, African-American. We don't understand that the everyday lexicon that we use is nothing but propaganda that has been pushed down our throat. We come back from this break. I promised that we would get to this. We're going to talk about Ferguson a little bit, what's going on there, Al Sharpton, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer with Michael Massey of the Daily Rant, Passing Assault. We'll be right back on the other side.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Yeah, talking about love. Love your neighbor as yourself. No Greek, no Jew, no male, no female. I believe somewhere in that old dusty Bible it says something about that. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, again, thanks to Mark Harrington. Folks, Mark deserves your support. I've gone with Mark several times when he sets up that big jumbotron of abortion. It's unbelievable. We did that at the March for Life in Washington, and I'm going to try to go with Mark again this year. That is one of the most fantastic, impacting ministry outreaches that I've ever seen anybody do. Mark deserves your support. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Michael Massey. Sitting in for Mark Harrington with Michael Massey, MYCHAL-Massie, MASSIE.com. At the Daily Rant, you can go there and you can sign up, subscribe for Michael's Daily Rant. He's a breath of fresh air, at least from where I come from. Michael, after all the stuff we've talked about, the color-codedness and all that stuff, help us out here a little bit, Michael, from your perspective as a guy who really studies this stuff. What's really going on in Ferguson? I'm not talking about the grand jury and all that stuff. And then going to New York and doing that with Eric Garner. What are they really trying to do to us, Mike?
Well, what we have happening, Dave, is what we see is the playing out of exactly what we've been discussing and I've been saying this morning. We have a people that have embraced a dissociative relationship with the domiciles, the domiciles in which they live. They do not feel view themselves as being connected to the whole of that environment. They have their section, the black area, the black church, the black community, the black store, the black ad nauseum, ad infinitum.
Yep.
That is what they have. So with that, anytime you have a hyphenated person, you have someone who is either less than or greater than, but never equal to.
Mm.
And that is the directive of communism, of neo-Leninism. They want people at odds with those they can portray as evil and oppressive, because that allows them to seek revolt, and out of revolt they can institute communism.
Mm.
People forget, I correct myself, most people are unaware that in 1980 and 1983, Hussein Obama, the blight in the White House, was walking around on college campuses, walking around openly discussing the need for revolution, and that the only way communism could be instituted in America was through a revolution. And the way to have revolution was to have the lower class and the middle class turn on the so-called rich. And the way they would do that was by any means possible. And the easiest way to accomplish that was by racial divide. That was out of Barack Hussein Obama's mouth.
Mm.
That is fact. So we have that taking place. We have people that are not connected. It doesn't. as long as you view yourself as a color, no matter how you try to convince yourself otherwise, you are disconnected from the whole. As a whole, people say, well, you're a minority. How on earth can I be a minority if I'm an American? There are 300 plus million Americans. How the heck is that a minority? I'm only a minority if I want to be a homosexual, in which case I'm stupid, but I'm only a minority if I want to be a color, in which case why not take the hammer and hit myself in the head with it? But we've been schooled to this. We've had unfair, untoward treatment turned into an opportunity to diminish the whole, juxtaposed to having an opportunity to embrace the whole as one nation under God. But we've separated that. No better example than in Christianity. The first century church didn't view, well, let me go back and take Paul. What Paul then saw had done to the early Christians in the early Christian church, people today could easily liken unto slavery. As people want to believe slavery was, they mistreated you, they this, they that, the other. Paul was responsible for the stoning of Philip, Stephen. But yet, when he met the Lord on that road, it changed. And the people could have resented him, resented his ministry, or they could say, you know what? The Lord changed all of this. He changed him, and we need to embrace him now as a brother. And that's and having done that, we see where we are now.
So we have to make a conscious decision, Mike, to quit using this color coding, quit using this terminology, quit creating minorities where there are no minorities. Mike, I'm 5'7". That's certainly a minority, isn't it, Mike?
Well, not only that, but you're 5'7". You're gruff. You've got what's that stuff that's growing on your face?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
So you've got all those things going for you. No, all kidding aside, Dave, you're exactly right. I mean, we can be a minority of anything. I could be a minority because I wear a size 14 shoe. We can make ourselves a minority to be anything. And what has happened, and the bastardization of and deconstruction of our traditions have come by the conscious desire of wanting to be different at every turn. Mm. We have, and this again, Dave, and I cannot stress it enough, the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing people that he doesn't exist.
Yep.
And the greatest trick the communists have ever perpetrated on the people of America is having the people of America become so learned and so intellectually sound as to believe they don't exist in America. And that's the trick of the devil.
Divide and conquer. As an old football coach, man, that was what we always tried to do. We tried to create a running lane up in there. Watch any football game, you would see it. And one of my greatest goals is to try to do everything I can to try to figure out a way to bridge this gap. I often say, Michael, we only got about a minute left. There's only two races, brother. There's those who are racing for heaven, and there's those who are racing for hell. And the enemy has been very, very effective at separating those of us who should be on the same team. And
absolutely.
Michael, it's an honor to stand side by side with you and Pastor Manning and other dear brothers in the Lord. And you know, it doesn't take a whole bunch of us, Mike, but we got to be vigilant and we have to be purposeful and we have to have a no quit attitude. And I know that's what you have. And
how many did it take to tear down the walls of Jericho?
Not a whole bunch, brother. It only took 11 disciples, really 12, to turn the world upside down. So
that's right. Gideon only took 300.
300 of them, brother. Michael Massey, Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-L hyphen Massey, M-A-S-S-I-E.com. The Daily Rant. Go to his website. Sign up for his email alerts. Become part of his reading audience, and you'll be blessed by it. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, sitting in for my buddy Mark Harrington. God bless y'all out there. And let's do something great for Christ today. God bless you. Thanks, Mike. See you next week.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.